Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 61st week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 5. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Reuben, Judah, Simeon, Issachar, all you other brothers, you think you did this, but God did this. God allowed this to happen. Verse number 7. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Verse number 8. So now it was not you that sent me, but God. Isn't that an amazing thought? Now, I am not a Calvinist. I am far from a Calvinist. But I'm telling you, God has a perfect plan for every one of our lives. Okay. God has a perfect plan. I won't say this, but I won't say it. God has a perfect plan for every one of us here today. But we also have a will. Okay. Sometimes we can usurp our will over the Father's will. People do it all the time. Give me an example. Somebody takes their life. It's not God's will for somebody to take their own life. You understand that. But yet, they usurped their will over the Father, the God's will, the Father's will, and took their own. It was not God's will for them. Are you following the thought? A lot of times, many times, we usurp our will over the Father's will. Now, I'm preaching to the choir here this morning because y'all are in Sunday school. I hope you stay for morning worship, okay? It's God's will for us to assemble together and worship. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves, as a manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Boy, I could go on that one for a while. I believe the Lord could come today. Amen. Amen. If you believe... You have to go through the tribulation and help yourself, but you've been wrong before. Okay, the Lord can come today. All right, matter of fact, in a month or two, I'll be back on the book of the Revelation, and we're going to get out of Genesis. We're going to jump back into Revelation. Anyway, it's God's will for every believer to assemble together. Amen? But I'm safe to say that not every believer, every church member, I'll narrow it down at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, is going to be with us today. Now, I'm excluding those who are unable. I'm thinking Miss Peggy. Miss Peggy was here last week, and she is unable to be with us. God knows these things. Brother Elmore would love to be with us. God knows it. I'm talking about those, I'll be mean for just one second, those backslidden, mossy-backed Baptists. I ain't going to church today, but it's God's will for them to go. Are you following? That's just one tiny example how sometimes we usurp our will over the Father's will. He wants us to, let me give you another one. This, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wills every man to salvation. God's not willing. He doesn't want anybody to die and go to hell. Yet the multitude of people on this earth, you know what I'm talking about. They usurp their will over the Father. God wants you to be saved, but if you don't want to be saved, that's your own free will. But yet we see this principle in Genesis chapter number 45, that Joseph understood some things in his life. God had a plan for Joseph. He couldn't understand, why am I being thrown in a pit? Why am I being sold to Potiphar? Why am I being thrown in this prison? Why? But looking back, hey, God had that perfect plan. We see in these verses, God knew, God planned it, and praise God, God's in control. Amen. Amen. Joseph emphasized that God's hand was behind it all. You see, God sees what we don't see. You see. I wrote that out this week, and I thought that's the cutest little thing. I'm writing that in my Bible. Okay, let me repeat that. You see? God sees what we don't see. You see? You'll get that on the way home. That's really good. Because God sent Joseph to Egypt. Israel, Jacob, and his sons were saved from a famine that could have wiped out the entire family. Joseph realized God had ruled his life. It was God that was ruling his life, not men, not fate. You hear that all the time, fate. Not circumstance. God was in control because God is in control of all things. Thank God for Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good. We don't understand it, but we know them that are called according to his purpose, his purpose. Verse number 9. After he reveals himself, Joseph says this to his brothers. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph. What time is it? Oh, my soul. Man, it's getting gooder and gooder, this chapter, and I ain't going to finish it. Okay, let me just do this little part here. Go up to my father and say unto him, thy son Joseph, thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all of Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast, and I will nourish thee. And yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to plenty. And let me close with this. And I got two more pages of notes. We'll finish it next week. Joseph tells his brothers to hurry home. I want you to go home and share the good news with Dad. I'm alive. And then Joseph instructed them that when you get down there, I want you to bring Dad with you, move back to Egypt, and I'll take care of you and provide for you, and you can have the land of Goshen. And we're going to find out later that land of Goshen was a fertile region in northeast Egypt, about 900 square miles, more than enough room for their family and their sheep and their cattle and for their posterity, for generations and generations to come. And he says in verse number 11, there'll be 5 more years of famine. And then in verse number 13, we're going to close with this. Tell Dad all that you've seen and hurry up and bring him home. And he says, I want to see Dad. I want to see Dad. What a great reunion we have. And I wish I could finish this chapter today, but I can't. I got to quit. Hope you come back next Sunday. I have a note here later. When they were leaving, Joseph and the brothers, as the brothers were leaving, he said, don't get distracted. Go straight home. Literally, he's telling them, y'all come back now, you hear? Hurry home and then hurry back. I can't wait to see Dad. Well, I can't wait to see my dad. Not only my earthly dad, but my heavenly father. We're going to see him one day, Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you so much for this morning, for this time of this hour of Bible study. Lord, how these pages come alive. Lord, it's not just the story of Joseph and his brothers. Lord, it's a story to us that reveals to us that you're in control of our lives. Lord, that you lead us and you guide us and you direct us. And Lord, we pray that we can continue to follow you. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this week at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our Vacation Bible School. From June 7th through the 11th, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS for pre-K through ages 14. That's Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday night will be a special family night where we'll have food and games for everyone to enjoy. We hope to see you out here this week. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.